Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Tritton, as we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, as we talk Northwest Athletics for the next hour or so. As Matt, as we look at Northwest Athletics from this past week, another pretty good week for most of all of the teams involved.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's really hitting their stride kind of top to bottom. You think about football going on the road, a 59-0 dominant victory over Missouri Southern. Volleyball has now won 6 of the last 7, 4 in a row. They swept a couple matches up in Iowa over the weekend over Upper Iowa and Winona State. We see soccer coming through. They have a 1-0 weekend, and they've really kind of got the steam rolling here with this soccer team. They'll play their first conference match actually coming up tomorrow. Both Bearcat volleyball and soccer will be at home for the first time this season for family weekend, so be sure to check that out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as we'll have matches for those teams coming up this weekend. Tennis with a good showing on the women's side and the ITA regionals down in Edmond, Oklahoma. And then also thinking about golf had the week off, but they're back in action today. They're playing right now in Nebraska. MIAA fall preview sitting about 6th right now, so middle of the pack, really strong showing going into the day. 2 players in the top 10. And then we'll also be talking Northwest cross country. The men's team, a really nice performance as they were up in Minnesota, winning the Roy Griak Invitational last Friday. The women finished 4th out of 24 teams. Those runners were really putting together some really solid performances. So, you know, after the first week or so of competition, everybody kind of had a loss, and it was a little bit like, oh, man, that's a tough start to the fall. But, boy, everybody has kind of flipped a switch, and we've really seen this athletic department come together, and it's been fun these last couple of weeks.
How about that Bearcat football team? A 59-0 win over Missouri Southern down in Joplin on Saturday. I think a lot of people going into that game thought Northwest would be the favorite team and would have a good chance of coming out with a win, but you look at that Missouri Southern squad, they are a team that has played everyone really pretty respectable, and with exception maybe the Pitt State game, which got a little bit away from them. But Northwest just struck early and never let their feet off the gas the entire way. Very easily their best performance of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned the Pittsburgh State-Missouri Southern game, 42-17. So they pull away, but not quite 59-0, right? And I think you and I going in would have said, hey, 31-10 would be a pretty dominant victory, right? Get things going on offense, get some stops on defense. I mean, this one from the get-go, I mean, it was like 4 consecutive 3-and-outs for Missouri Southern, and the Bearcats would get the football and just march right down the field. The running game got going. We saw some good carries out of Jaden Brady and Tank Young. Once again, Chris Runke goes out and throws for over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was fantastic on the day. And again, that defense did such a good job. I don't think they sacked Luke Sampson, the starting quarterback for Missouri Southern, all day, but kept him under pressure. Never let him actually get his feet set. Never let him feel comfortable. He threw a pick 6 to Shane Fredrickson. Fredrickson also blocked a field goal in that football game. I mean, it was one from our perspective, and I feel like the team probably coming away from it too. Like, that was a good confidence booster of like, all right, when this team puts it all together, they are so dangerous. And now we've seen that for the last 7 consecutive quarters from this football team dating back to the Fort Hays game.
And a great way to lead into what most likely should be the toughest schedule game on their schedule up to this particular point in the year anyway, when Emporia State comes to town.
You might even say it's the MIAA game of the week.
I think it is.
Well tabbed by the conference in the preseason. You've got Emporia coming to town. They're unbeaten. They're ranked 11th in the country, and they survived Missouri Western at home 30-27 to get a victory in overtime, which really you could say the Griffins dropped that game, literally. A touchdown pass in the end zone in overtime to win it was just dropped, and so Emporia State survived. But yeah, they're a team with a lot of firepower. They're playing well. Their defense, I think, has improved than probably what we've seen in past years, too, when they've had a good offense. So this is a pretty complete Hornet team coming in, running into a Northwest team that has really found its footing and seems to be playing pretty free and loose and free and easy. And I think it's going to be a really good clash at Bearcat Stadium for family weekend. They're also trying to stripe all the sections of the stadium, so as fans coming out, be sure to check what section you're in and figure out if you're supposed to be wearing green or white on that particular day. But overall, it should be a lot of fun because that's just a weekend of a lot of home competition. We see students stick around, parents come into town, a lot of alumni come back. So I know for you and I, it's a very fun weekend. Every weekend is, but especially that one, seeing so many people we went to school with and former players coming back too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we'll have the kickoff at 1:30 and our airtime at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day right here on KXCV KRW. So again, a lot coming up on the Coaches Show for today. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch as we're broadcasting live on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by a wide receiver for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, and John Jajari. And John, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
And we were talking just a little bit before coming on, a good win against Missouri Southern on Saturday, where it just seemed like all aspects of the team just came together in that matchup.
Yeah, everything was clicking. We were throwing the ball, running the ball, really just taking what they were giving us.
And one of the things you mentioned, just the heat involved with that one, I think it got up right around 95 degrees or so, and it just was, and imagine down on that turf too, that made it even worse for you guys.
Oh yeah, way hotter on the turf, but you know, trainers were there to help us out, coaches knew what was going on. We knew we were going into the heat, and we knew what we had to do to take care of business.
You know, that's one of the things that you look at your fall camp, really mild temperatures for the most part for this area, and then you go into the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season, still not too hot. So I was really impressed from the fact, really, for both teams, you didn't see a lot of cramping going on in the field that stopped play and things like that that you normally do in a game where it's that hot.
Yeah, kind of like a fluke heat out of nowhere, but you know, we handled it well. We were ready, especially all those summer workouts we do in the summer, and all that humidity had us prepared.
And another thing that's a little bit different when you go to Missouri Southern to some of the other schools on the road or at Northwest, the visiting facilities for the teams, probably not the best in the world for you guys.
No, not the best, but you know, we say anytime, anywhere, any place, we'll get it done.
Yeah, one of the things we noticed before the game, where you might normally be in the locker room, they had kind of a little bubble that had to be hot inside that thing as
well.
Yeah,
almost like a little shed-looking thing. I don't know if it was like a mind trick or what they were trying to do to like try and gain an edge on us. But
I thought it was one thing you guys did that was smart before the ball game. Instead of going back there, I looked at underneath that scoreboard. There was a little bit of shade for you guys before the game started, so you had a chance to kind of use that to your advantage.
Yeah, we were just trying to cool off wherever we could because it was just getting way too claustrophobic in that shed. So whatever you could do.
You know, I mentioned you're a wide receiver coming in, and I imagine the last 2 to 3 games have had to be pretty fun for being a wide receiver with Chris Runking being able to distribute the ball around to so many different receivers.
Yeah, really fun. Coach Sturdy does a good job of spreading it out, and we really give the keys to Chris. He's good at, you know, deciding which way he wants to go, deciphering if it's man or zone, and yeah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, it really looks like you came in last year and you were a part of the offense to a certain degree, but it looks like this year in particular you're really comfortable with your role on the team.
Yeah, last year, you know, it was kind of my first year playing, not nerves dealing with all that, but now it's like, give me the keys, let's go. I want to take a bigger role. I want to help these younger guys out. And I just want to win football games.
Well, off to a good start in the last couple of weeks, the way things seem to be coming together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you come to Northwest from, I understand, Danville, California. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's small to medium-sized town in the Bay Area, about 30 to 45 minutes outside San Francisco.
And then from Danville to, was it Diablo Valley College?
Yeah, Diablo Valley. It was a junior college out there in the Bay 6 Conference. Has a lot of good competition.
So how does someone from California find their way to Maryville, Missouri to play football?
Twitter. Twitter. Coach Martin actually shot me a DM on Twitter, started recruiting me that way, and it was actually funny. Originally coming out of JUCO, I've never heard about Northwest, so when I got the DM from Coach Martin, I was like, who is this? What's going on? And then he would always call me, always text me, and I never really gave him, like, the peace of mind. Finally reached out to me, got on a good phone call, and we arranged a visit. And funny enough, I broke my ankle like 2 days before that visit, so I can never come out here to Northwest to see it. So I just had to come to Northwest kind of out on a limb without ever seeing it. So that's how that happened.
Well, it seems like it's worked out for everyone involved, but at least on the Northwest side, you're coming in and contributing very well. And from a personal side, just kind of talk about being in Maryville and being a student at Northwest.
Yeah, coming from California, it's a big culture shock. First of all, the humidity, the weather in general is something new to get used to. But I'm honestly learned to appreciate it, you know, being in the cold, being in the humidity, like, makes you appreciate it all, whether you're in the heat or the cold. But personally, it's been great. The people around here are great. The community's great. They love football. They love the football team. I got really nothing bad to say about it. The coaching staff's great. The teammates are not only my teammates, they're some of my best friends now, so couldn't have asked for anything better coming to Northwest.
From an academic standpoint, what's your studies here?
Public relations. Came in as a communications major, but they didn't have a communications, like, I guess, degree. They made you go into some sub-degree, so I'm in public relations, and... yeah, that's about it.
All right, and as you look ahead toward, this upcoming week, Emporia State coming to town, and really, I know each game is important, but as you look at the schedule right now, this is probably the toughest team you guys have on the schedule up to this point in the year.
Yeah, toughest team we're probably going to play, but I think this is the best version of ourselves. So I think it's going to be a great matchup for us, and offensively, we are just going to take what they give us. If they want to load the box, we're going to throw it all day. But if they want to go three down linemen and not load the box and try and make us run the ball, then we'll run the ball. Us receivers, we're fine with blocking. We'll do whatever we want to win. So,
what's been the biggest change from the offense from maybe the first two games where it looked like you just had a hard time getting a few things going to where the last couple ball games, just everything seems to be in sync?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out as well. I think the biggest thing is just spreading them out a little bit. I think at times we maybe were a little bit too condensed, or I don't know what. But as soon as I feel like we went to like the spread, the empty, getting them out, letting Chris kind of go where he wants to go, I feel like that's where things started to click in. And then when you do that, you spread them out, it opens up the run game because they think we're passing it all the time. So maybe we're not a traditional Northwest offense where we're pounding the rock all the time, but that's what you got to do in college football. You got to adapt or die, and that's what we're doing.
I would guess, too, when you look at some of the stats, and touched on this a little bit earlier, but the way Chris is spraying the ball around to the different receivers, 10 touchdown passes caught to 8 different receivers. So all you guys know that at some point, if you do your job and you're open, you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, we're a really unselfish group. We want everyone to succeed. We want to beat teams with tempo. That's something we really worked on these past two games, is beating teams with tempo, because we have those one-word, two-word calls where, you know, we can get one signal, everyone knows what they're doing. And I think that's been helping us out a lot.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, too. Look, when you talk about tempo, just going no huddle quite a bit more in the last couple of games.
Yeah, really helped us out. And we repped that all practice, all week, different situations, different looks. Where are we going in different situations? So we're really prepared. Sturdy has us going.
All right. Well, John, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's wide receiver John Jajari with us here on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are rolling through interviews with Northwest Missouri State Athletics. Coming up, we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats 6-4 on the season. They have won the last four straight, including a pair over the weekend in Fayette, Iowa, taking down Upper Iowa 3-1 on Friday, and then taking down Winona State in four sets on Saturday. We're joined by Northwest Missouri State Head Coach Amy Worth and Senior Kai Luring. Coach Kai, appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us, and things are rolling. It started in Florida, but then a couple good wins on the road. Coach, just take me through what this weekend was like.
It was a challenging weekend from the standpoint of, if you've ever been to Upper Iowa, they don't have air conditioning. Some of the things that we can't control when it comes to reffing and game ops and the things that were not in our control frustrated us a little bit, so we had to go back to controlling what we can control, and Upper Iowa was a little difficult with how scrappy they were, and we just did not execute at a high enough level for us and made too many errors. So we were struggling there to get a win, and it was ugly, and we did get the win, and then turned around the next night and played better against Winona, kept our errors down, kept our unforced errors when it came to serving. When it came to our errors overall, I think we had 16 and hit our hitting mark is what we want to do at 255, and we were in 275. So much better the second day. So it was a challenge, but we came out on top, and we've been doing some things in practice conditioning-wise that we felt like made a difference, and I think it's selling to the girls from that standpoint that the time we're putting in practice and the grit that we have in practice is really helping us. So some of those things has allowed us to get on that four-game winning streak. And so, you know, ending this phase is we're 6-4. Now we're going into our conference phase where we're excited to get to teams that we know a little bit more, have a little bit more rivals with, but we're stoked to be able to be at home and sleep in our own beds.
Kaya, over the weekend, taking down Upper Iowa and Winona State. Now, typically, you're not really worried about climate playing a role in volleyball when you're playing indoors, but whenever you see an Upper Iowa and it's a little different, there's no AC in the gym, just a few factors against you. Sometimes it's hard playing against that team that's used to that.
Yeah.
What was the process there to get to that point to be able to overcome the Peacocks?
Yeah, Amy kind of mentioned it. Luckily, we've been conditioning in practice. I mean, I feel like that helped us out. Was I expecting it to be 80 degrees in that gym? No. But we've played in unconditioned gyms before, so we were prepared in that aspect. But, I mean, like Amy said, it was kind of ugly, but we got through it. It was hot gym. We know that we can do hard things. We know we can beat teams in that environment. So that was a positive for sure.
Coach Worth, we talked a week before about Peyton's shoulder in Florida and how it's been holding up. She comes back around with 19 kills in that win over Winona State. Is she just kind of stacking those building blocks of confidence right now?
Yeah, she's learning more and more about herself, and she can do hard things. You know, she has said that piece, and she's getting used to being able to go six rotations in some degree, which she hasn't done. And so she stepping into roles that I'm asking her to do, and she's passing with flying colors from that degree. She can always get better, and she can tell you that herself to continue to improve through the season. She still has a high ceiling. you know, she's pushing herself to be at a very high level, and she's performing this year where, you know, wasn't the case last year. So it's good to see her succeed. Good to see everyone succeed. She's got a backstory too, as everyone does, but you're fighting for them to do the best they can and to see the top, see them on top. And I think we're just all so proud of what she's done, because she's fought a lot of, you know, injuries and throughout the years, and she continues to push through them. And anyone that can get on top of that and have success, everyone roots for. So we're excited for what she's doing on the court.
Bearcats have won 6 of 7 overall. Coach, we talked after the Florida trip that you said it was cut down on errors and kind of focus on things like that. You said you hit your hitting marks. Was there a different message for the team heading into this weekend as opposed to what we saw that previous week?
No, same theory. And we did the same drills in practice to say if you make too many errors, you got to start back over in the same drill. So you're stuck in the drill until you do it correctly, and whatever team gets that done first wins the drill. And so it kind of puts you in the cooker. And I think our girls have seen the other side of that, that if we do that drill in practice and put ourselves in that scenario, that we'll be more mindful of making errors and giving the other team points. So we'll keep doing it throughout the course of the season to just touch on it so that we're making less errors. But I do feel like we are making better choices as attackers.
So Northwest volleyball team that is very heavily Midwest, as most teams are here at Northwest Missouri State, but a lot of Iowa kids. Kaya going up to Upper Iowa, and you're playing on someone else's floor. You're typically supposed to be outnumbered, but
yeah,
a pretty comparable, if not bigger, crowd for Northwest Missouri State. Could you believe that?
I could believe it. It felt like a home game, honestly. Like, they had fans for Upper Iowa, but I feel like our fans were louder. I felt like we had more, honestly, especially against Winona. So it was just nice almost to have a home game before a home game, I guess. So it was nice to play in Iowa first and last time, but I'm glad we got the opportunity to do that.
Well, that's to bring some extra juice, too, because you're playing a team that those are some close matches outside of the 25-16, the third set you guys won, but you finish off 28-26. That brings a little bit of extra energy to kind of help pull things through, right?
Yeah, we definitely feel games like that where you're almost like you can't get away from them, but then you come out on top, it feels so much better. I mean, winning games like that just really bring momentum into the next set.
Now we actually get the true home opener for Northwest Missouri State coming up this weekend, number 24 Washburn Friday, Emporia State on Saturday. Just the fact that you do get to sleep in your own beds and follow your routine and be in your locker room, how big of a lift is that after playing the first chin away?
It honestly just gives a lot more energy, a lot more motivation. I mean, like you said, sleeping in your own bed, having a better schedule, you don't have to really stick to your normal schedule and then play a game, so it kind of feels more natural. Almost feels like every day when you're going to practice, you know, get there at 3 type of thing. So I think it's just exciting to feel comfortable and have people out, almost like a home game again. So,
well, Coach, and get to be home, which is great. You're rolling out a conference play, which is huge too. I mentioned ranked Washburn team coming in that's playing well. Emporia State was picked kind of low in the conference, but they're 8-2 to start. Some pretty quality opponents coming to Maryville.
Yeah, welcome to the MIAA. It's a beast. And we played a lot of Northern Sun teams, which is another conference in our region that is a beast. So I feel really good of what we've done in our preseason to prepare us to step into this right now. There's two ways you can look at preseason and how you schedule. You can schedule easy, or you can schedule hard and try to win. And I felt like I scheduled hard and tried to win. We're sitting at 6-4. We're not sitting at 8-2. And so from that piece, I feel like we've been pushed more and ready to step in and go play another quality opponent because we don't know any different. And so from that piece, I feel good about walking in and feeling confident. One, we're at home, which I think always bodes well with us and feeling how we can defend the paw. But we'll definitely have some great scouts on them and, you know, understand what they're about and test who they've played in preseason. I think that's the thing, is who have they played in preseason. Now we're going to get to see us play, you know, each other. And I think that gets your juices going and get excited for the conference.
Have you shifted your mindset when you schedule non-conference, when you're trying to build this program up to say, let's schedule just to get wins, and now you're scheduling to challenge? Was there that mindset maybe 10 years ago when you're going through this?
Yeah. My old assistant, Elena, had said, we need to find a tournament to win. That's when Maddie Bruder was coming through, and we did, and we were 4-0 of the week, and we felt really good about ourselves, and we needed that. And now, you know, we've got a bunch of older players on our team that I feel like are confident in themselves. So it's kind of less trying to help their confidence and more testing their confidence, if you know what I mean, in a good way, and they can handle that. And so I went the route because Lori, our old compliance director, had told me she was on the RAC committee, which is the regional committee, advisory committee, and that's who picks who gets into postseason. As in her, you know, research, what she has found is you got to schedule hard and win. We scheduled hard, you know. I would say we were above average than what we need to do. Obviously, we're at 6-4, so we have a winning record. So we could have been better in that phase, but I still think there's a lot of benefits to doing that, is going hard. Now, next year, when we don't have as many older people, maybe we schedule a little easier. But I do think that showing them what our conference is going to look like is really important. Showing them what our region looks like is really important, because I think that dictates what they do every single day. Going and playing really easy teams, I think you think you're going to breeze through your season and you're going to just kill everyone in conference. I think that gives you a false message, where if you go and play someone really tough night after night, you got to get better. And you learn a lot when you lose, you learn a lot when you win, but I think you want to push a lot more when you get a loss underneath you. So I'm a believer in tough, you know, scheduling tough and winning. But scheduling tough has its benefits, and I thought that's what this year we needed.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and senior Kaya Luring. And Kaya, opening up MIAA play, the first home match, you have a chance to get your 1,000th career dig at home on Friday, sitting at 998, and you're on pace to crack the Northwest top 10 by the end of the season. Oh. Is that a milestone, or do you keep some of those in the back of your mind?
I didn't know the top 10. I didn't know about that, so thank you for telling me. 998, I only knew.
Ways, but, you know.
998, I only knew that because the players were joking with me, like, two more digs? Come on, Kaya. I'm like, you know what? I didn't think I played my best against Winona. I didn't deserve it. I'll take it later, you know. So, I mean, it's just nice. It kind of just shows how well our teammates have been setting up the defense, how well we get reps in practice to let me have that number. I mean, really a testament to how our blockers set up to feed it to me.
And, Coach, to have a player like that that's going to hit a milestone and has meant a lot to you on the court, but then also is an MIAA scholar athlete, and she's also a true sport athlete. Like, there's a lot of things going into that, too, that says a lot about Kaya.
Yeah, she's a captain, too, and so that's what you want. You want someone to model, and I think when we're such a young age and we watch people and we learn how to walk when we're babies, it's all modeling, and it happens now. And so for her to model even at a college level to our players, she doesn't understand, I don't think, how much she means to other people of that modeling, but she means a lot to them. Like, and I know she probably gets that piece, but she means the world to a lot of people that are defensive, that are playing middle back, playing left back. They watch Kaya, and they learn from her. And we say things like, talk like Kaya, or be loud like Kaya. And so it's when you have someone who is at that level, who just does it day in and day out and works hard and is the epitome that you want as a captain, it's a dream, you know. And when they can get these accolades, it's awesome because they work their butts off. And to get an accolade like 1,000 digs, it's for some may not seem like a lot, but it is huge. That doesn't happen often. And so I feel like getting in the top 10 is also a bonus for her so that she can continue to do what she loves and have the passion to do it. But she helps our team immensely just by modeling what she does every single day. And that's not easy to do. She makes it look easy. But she works her butt off. And then obviously being on the track team and doing that for another team is awesome to be able to show that too. So she has her hands in a lot of things here at Northwest, and we're happy for that. For sure.
And a chance to hit a big mark coming up this weekend, 998 career digs. Northwest hosting Washburn coming up on Friday and Emporia State on Saturday. Coach Wirth, Kaya, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Kaya Luring, a senior for Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, and head coach Amy Wirth with us. We will step aside and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We turn our attention to soccer, as the Northwest Missouri State soccer team has a couple big games coming up and coming off a nice trip up to Augustana this past week, as we're joined now by Mark Gordon, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, and a couple players we'll introduce here in just a second. But, Coach, that was a nice little trip up to Augustana.
Yeah, that completed. That was game four in 8 days. The heavy legs were on a natural surface. It was a little gooey. Not bad, but you could see it on the legs. The girls did an amazing job and really battled. I think they just showed some grit, tenacity, and to get that result to a really, really good team. I was excited for them, and it was good to come away with a win.
Yeah, 1-0 win there, and that was just through a time period where you're not only facing some good teams, but some nationally ranked teams as well. There were a couple draws before that.
Yeah, I mean, nationally, you've got obviously Grand Valley, and then Mankato is a regional powerhouse, and Augie falls right into that as well. I just think maybe a slower roll to start for them this year, but I think they're going to be up there towards the end of this as well.
Now, as you look ahead, a couple of coming up, I mentioned, first of all, I think on the road tomorrow to St. Joe to face Missouri Western.
And again, it's not getting any easier. We're playing a Missouri Western team that has not lost a match. They're 5-0-1. Playing very well, very organized, connected in the things that I've watched and seen, and just doing some scouting stuff. Very clean play, can move the ball well, and are organized defensively. They have a goalkeeper that takes all their free kicks. She can put it on the turf, and she'll knock it about 55, 60 yards and just dumps balls forward for them. So they're dangerous.
Then Sunday afternoon, Northeastern State comes to town, 1 o'clock start on that one.
And again, they are currently in our non-conference. They are 6-0, so we're currently in the rankings in the conference. We're playing 1-2, so it just fits kind of the schedule of everything that we've done up to this point. I think it's been a good preparation leading us into these matches, and I think the level of opponent and the quality and the things that we've grown and learned over these last few weeks, I think will prepare us and help us find a way to get a couple good results.
And even though it seems like it's early in the season, holding a senior day for your team there.
Yeah, we always try to. We have a lot of them this year, between our 2020s and our 21s because of COVID. We asked them. We kind of did this last year as well. Try to catch some things on the front end when the weather, it's supposed to be 79, 80 degrees on Sunday. You wouldn't probably believe that of today.
Yeah.
So try to catch it on a earlier part of the season, make it a little more comfortable, enjoyable for everybody. So we kind of give give that to the seniors, and that's what they would wanted to do.
Now, I mentioned earlier you brought a couple players along with you here today, Corey Collins from Shawnee, as well as McKenna West from Bondurant, Iowa. And just talk, first of all, a little bit about what they bring to your team.
So a couple of sophomores. We had a tough go last year. I asked Chloe about this a little bit before we got on the radio. Freshman year, trucking along, moving into some good roles and minutes and so forth, and had a knee situation that kind of ended it for her. I think she's worked really hard to get herself back. The training staff have been amazing, and she's starting to find her rhythm again and starting to find her qualities again. So just really proud of the work that she's put in. And then McKenna comes again from Iowa, an edge player, an attacking player, super fast. I think she's too nice to the defender sometimes. I just wanted to put her head down and blow by him like I know she can. Very, very good attacking-minded player, sees the field real well, good combiner of the ball, just excited for her future and the opportunities that she'll create for herself and her teammates to score goals in the final third for us.
Corey kind of comes from your back door neighborhood there in Shawnee, and used to live down that direction.
Yeah. I saw Chloe play quite a few times as a club player in the park near and around my house, and it was an easy drive, a couple blocks, as well as down at some of the facilities more in the Overland Park area. Yep.
And Corey, first of all, just talk a bit about coming to Northwest. Obviously, a little bit of a relationship with the coach there, and what drew you to Northwest Missouri State?
I like the distance because it's only like an hour and a half away from my home. I really like the small town vibe. And everyone loved Northwest, like Bearcats, like the sports teams, and I love that aspect here.
And McKenna, as far as coming to Northwest, what drew you to Northwest?
I agree. It's a really good distance from my home as well. It's like 2 hours, and kind of the same thing. The sports teams here are great. It's a great environment. So,
and really seeing some of the younger players that coach has brought into the program, it seems like all of you found a way to step in and contribute.
Yeah.
And, Chloe, one thing, too, that stands out, you come from DeSoto High School in, again, right near Shawnee, Kansas there. And when I look up and down rosters of MIAA teams in all different sports, it seems like there's somebody from DeSoto High School. What's going on down there, that athletic department, where you guys are coming in and contributing at the college level?
I think it's just the weight room. Like, with sports there, they really want us to, like, get in the weight room, like, and just the environment. Like, everyone's very encouraging. And that's uplifting.
And McKenna coming from Iowa, and it looks like you really had an active role in the club level as well before coming here.
Yeah. The club level where I'm from is great. I think that really helped me and prepared me for college soccer, so that was great because my high school is a little different situation.
All right. And for both of you, just kind of talk about what you feel are some of the things that you've been able to contribute to this team this year.
I'm excited for the season. I'm excited for conference coming up. I think that a lot of the girls make a big impact on the field, and I think that we've just had a great start so far. So I agree with that. And, like, everyone has a role on the team. Like, I realized that last year, like, being out with an injury, like, everyone plays a big part, whether you're on the field or off.
And being coming in as some of the younger players at this particular time, I would imagine, too, one of the things that's been nice is how the more experienced and senior group has really helped out as far as making you guys feel at home.
Yeah, it's been great having the older girls here, I think, especially with, like, the extra COVID girls. We have a lot, and they're really helpful for everyone. Like, as last year, Ian, even as a sophomore, they've been really helpful.
Now, Coach Gordon has put his headsets down and brought in graduate assistant coach Riley Fannestill. And, Riley, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Hi. Yeah, for sure.
Now, you kind of come here, let's talk, I understand, from Sam Houston State to kind of start with, and then kind of ended your journey at Rogers State before coming to Northwest.
Yes, sir, for sure. Yeah, I definitely moved around a little bit in my time.
And how did you come across getting to Northwest?
I actually got an email from my coach at Rogers State, and he kind of brought it up to me and knew I was interested in soccer coaching, and so he thought it would be a great opportunity for me to come here and really see if this was something I wanted to pursue.
And, of course, originally from, was it Round Rock, Texas, I believe?
Yes, sir.
And as far as coaching, what are some things you're trying to impart on this group?
For me specifically, my experience through soccer was very up and down, and so I just wanted to be the in-between for the girls between the coaching staff and for them, and just be a place of comfort for them, knowing I'm closer in age a little bit with them than a lot of the staff is, and just be a little bit of an insight and help them get through all the changes that they're going through when they're coming in, if they're not getting playing time as much, if they're getting a lot of playing time, just on and off the field, kind of just being a support system for the girls.
And I would imagine, too, one thing that's been a benefit for you, too, coming here from Rogers State is just you're familiar with what the level of play is in the MIAA.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's definitely a tough conference to be in, but the girls coming here and just seeing how much potential we have and growth that we've seen at the start of this season, I'm really excited to see what the girls can do with this year.
Well, McKenna and Chloe, if you get into the conference portion of the season now, as they get into that full force, what are some of the things that you feel that this team's been able to accomplish that you can carry over now into the conference as you get some of the bulk of those games coming up?
I feel like we've been working really hard on practice on like finishing and connecting passes, so I feel like going into conference, we will be ready and like good at that.
As well as the games we played like before conference, like those were really hard and challenging, so that'll help us out too and carry over.
And how about having a little bit of a week off from going up to Sioux Falls and playing Augustana to now getting into the conference schedule there? This week off come at a good time for you?
Definitely, yeah. We had a lot of close games, so having the week off in between conference play was great.
And Corbin Riley, as far as the coaching standpoint, what basically was the emphasis for the coaches as you tried to get ready for the conference, knowing that you had that week off to really get things rolling?
It's really been about maintenance for the girls. I mean, they've worked hard. We've had a lot of games in a short period of time that we're not used to, especially with Pitt being added into our schedule and everything. It kind of changed our schedule a bit. So maintenance, getting the girls into the training room, working with our athletic trainer and stuff like that. And just focusing on key things that we've seen throughout the games to maybe just pinpoint a little more and just make adjustments there while we're going into conference season.
All right. Well, sounds great. Riley, it's good to have you with us on the show, and welcome to Northwest.
Thank you.
And also our guest for today in Chloe Collins, along with McKenna West and the head coach Mark Gordon, as we talk soccer here. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State cross country. Now we are joined by Coach Whit Cunningham and a junior from the women's team, Lydia McLaughlin, and a junior from the men's team, Drew Atkinson. Coach, just starting things off, a busy weekend overall. Three meets total. Well, I guess two meets. The women and men competing in one, and the men another one coming up on Saturday after that. But some especially great showings by both teams at the Roy Griak Invitational overall. The men winning it, the women taking fourth out of 24 teams. Just your impression over the weekend as a whole.
Yeah, I thought the weekend as a whole was fantastic. You know, a lot of travel on the legs going into Roy Griak. Busy weekend there, but honestly, I think the thing I was most impressed about was the execution on both the men's and women's sides of the race plans. And you know, you can't really control the result too much, but you go out there and execute like we were planning on all week and leading into it. I think that's what we can control, and thought it worked out pretty well for both teams.
On the men's team win, not really close at all. Five runners in the top 16. Nobody else had more than two. As the race began, what were you seeing? When did you kind of have a feeling it was going to unfold that way?
Yeah, you know, I thought our positioning was great. Like, you get that first mile split. You know, we're in second as a team with 60 points. But I was kind of looking where our guys are, and I'm like, we're all about where we thought we would be. And I could kind of see some people from other teams laboring a little more than I thought we were. So 3K comes around. We're moving up. Other teams are trending downward. And then shortly after 3K, I saw a lot going on, and at that point I felt pretty comfortable that we were going to be in a good spot. But you never want to let up, never want to assume anything, and just keep pushing through to the end.
Now, Drew, yourself, Grant, and Nate finishing 2, 3, 4, separated by a total of 13 seconds. Mm-hmm. Did you go in thinking, let's stick together, or did it just play out that way?
Yeah, that was kind of the plan. I think going in, we all know that we're all fit enough to beat each other on the right day. It could go any way, and it's really... we just stick together till about 6K, 7K, and then it's like, go try to beat each other. So that's kind of how it played out.
Now, Wick, obviously you know that women's team coming in, just a solid group and a lot of returners coming in to finish fourth in that field. That's a really solid performance.
Yeah, there's a lot of great teams from the NSAC in that field. Nice thing is, you know, Augustana's ranked fourth in the nation, U Mary 14th. Winona 22nd, I think. But then we beat Minnesota State, who was ranked 29th in the nation. You know, we're not that far behind those other teams. And it's nice to really truly have our women get in that mindset of, like, this is where we belong. We belong with these teams at, you know, at this point in the season. And it was fun to actually see that. You know, I can talk about it all I want, but until you get out there and live it and see it, you know, it starts to become more real.
You know, Lydia, for yourself and Alina, the top two finishers for Northwest Missouri State in the first two meets, and really the top – 4 to 5 runners especially, just really competitive and really steady and consistent. Is that almost a comforting thing going into it, knowing, all right, we're going to have good balance across the board and know we have got a shot to place high in any meet that we go to?
Yeah, I feel like it's cool because this year it's like we have probably three solid groups of like a bunch of people, and so like when we finish, it's like a little pack and then a little pack and a little pack, and it's like we're very similar and like condensed. And I feel like in those separate groups, like, everyone's like, okay, this is who I'm supposed to be with. Like, I train with her, whatever. And, like, especially Alina and I, like, we kind of just go into it like, okay, we're just going to work off of each other and, like, work together during the race. And I feel like that's how each group kind of responds to it. And so it is nice going into it because we're, like, we know where we kind of are. And, like, the goal is every race to just go in it and, like, work for our team and to just find our teammates and, like, finish as close as we can with them.
You know, in some of these races, you're pulling each other along.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself in a practice sequence where if there's not a meet coming up this weekend, but you've got some long, tough runs, some tough workouts, are you trying to get some of those other plate runners from those other groups?
And yeah, definitely.
Say, freshmen, sophomores, now you're going to come with me and kind of, it's going to be painful, but we're going to get through this together.
Yes, definitely in practice and meets, especially with our younger girls and, like, our sophomores. Alina and I kind of just like to get in their heads about, like, you guys can run with us and, like, we can all be a big group together. And I feel like during practice it's so nice because having that teammate and, like, having that group is so impactful and, like, motivating. And then translating that into a race, it just kind of all plays out really well. So it's nice.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country coming off a weekend last week, the Roy Grieck Invitational in Minnesota, also had some men's runners at the Greeno Dirksen Invitational. Off this weekend before the Griffin Invite in St. Joseph coming up on October 5th. Lydia and Drew, for both of you, one more meet until the MIAA Championships. What steps do you want to see the teams take, I guess, in St. Joseph and the workouts the next few weeks before rolling in a chance to bring home some MIAA hardware a little bit later in October?
Yeah, I guess just keeping our head down, making sure we're doing the right stuff, like at practice and outside of practice, especially over the next 3 weeks, because, you know, it's basically just a preview of conference. A lot of the conference teams are going to be at the meet down in St. Joe, so getting there, knowing the course, stuff like that, knowing when to move, and then taking all that momentum into conference.
Yeah, and I feel like going off of Drew, like, the physical aspect, like, taking care of the little things is really important. And I also feel like mentally we're all just kind of, like, on the same track and making sure that we're all staying positive and, like, have our goals in mind going into training and races. And so I feel like all that combined, it'll just work out really well.
At Northwest, the Griffin Invite on October 5th. You mentioned it there, Drew. kind of a similar feel for what the MIAAs would be like based on teams, but also the same course. That has to be a nice lift. This weekend, though, you're off. Wick, you had an especially busy weekend going from Minnesota. You went to the Greeno Dirksen with some young guys from the men's team, but now a quiet weekend. I feel like Tuesday is typically the long, tough workout day. When you've gotten a weekend off, what's in store today for the team?
Oh, man. So the guys are going to do, you know, Drew over here is going to do a 14-mile progression run, progressing a lot faster than I can run.
Maybe now. One time. I don't know.
Well, in college, I would have definitely been faster.
No.
And then, you know, the girls just doing some same tempo work. There's a little more broken up, you know. Their race distance is 6K, and the guys are working towards even 10K at the end of the year. So it's just a little bit longer and, I guess, slower for the guys in some ways. And the girls, we break it up into little chunks, but we'll get out there and get after it, and we'll have three great workouts this week.
And finally, we've actually got great running weather. It's been too long.
Oh, yeah, good fall running weather. This is where you see tempo paces drop just automatic, like 10 seconds faster a mile. But no fit or anything. The weather just cooled off.
Yes, for sure. Well, an off weekend this weekend. Good run in. Get some rest, then right back after it on October 5th. So, Drew, Lydia, Coach, thanks so much for coming and talking with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State Cross Country's Whit Cunningham, the Bearcats coach, as well as juniors Lydia McLaughlin and Drew Atkins with us. We will step aside and be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
We are back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Coaches Show rolls on. We're talking now with Northwest Missouri State head athletic trainer Christy Tapsett. Christy, thanks for coming on and talking with us. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been doing good.
I feel like you're the face everybody sees, but we don't always hear from, and we don't want to see in action because that usually means bad things on
the
field.
Yeah. But this if you see me standing around, that's a good day.
A good day. But you'll be very busy this Saturday.
Yes.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Trainers 5K is coming up. It starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Registration at 6:15. What can folks expect out of the 5K coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's an event that we love to put on year after year. It's just, I feel like it's always a really great time, like a great thing to start your family weekend off with. You know, get up that morning and get a little active. But just our usual course around campus. And it's usually a good time. So
I feel like this is one that you have current students, faculty, and staff. We'll have alumni come back. Mm-hmm. We'll have parents of student athletes and just other students in general, community members. It's kind of quiet before a crazy family weekend actually starts. Mm-hmm. And it's just a chance to kind of get out and socialize a little bit beforehand. Some competitive runners, too.
Yeah.
But for you to see student athletes that come back that appreciate what you did and that want to support, that has to be a pretty special feeling to know that they're still thinking about you guys after leaving campus.
Yeah, absolutely. When that happens, it means a lot to us. I just happened to say that to an alumni newsletter I typed up the other day, that it's never lost on me when athletes, even before my time, come back and still continue to support. That definitely means that we are doing something right in during their time here and, when we're treating them. So, yeah.
Now, the fundraiser, isn't going towards something that's going to be something big and shiny and never touched. Like, this goes right into equipment used for student athletes to keep them healthy or get them back on the field, mm-hmm. track, court, whatever they're playing, continuing education. This is one of those that this is vital to the upkeep of, obviously, what you guys do to stay on the cutting edge, but also to make sure that things are going smoothly athletics-wise.
Yes, absolutely. All of the proceeds for this go directly to help support our staff. Whether it's to be, cutting edge as far as the equipment we're getting, or to provide continuing education for our staff, opportunities that way too, again, just to stay on top of everything. And so everything that, yes, it goes directly to us, but it's obviously directly helping our student athletes as well. So
I feel like it's very easy, especially from the outside looking in, to think about the jerseys and the stadiums and the scoreboards and let's throw money at these things, which are great, mm-hmm. but in the end they're not necessarily keeping our student athletes upright and healthy.
Sure.
Whereas this is one of those opportunities that this is actually contributing to the success of people at Northwest Missouri State University. Do you kind of feel that and feel that the community really does understand and value what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, any support that we get, from the community, we have, a huge list of sponsors, and then also, the people that participate. It speaks volumes for just our community and, the overall goal of what we're trying to do. So it definitely means a lot.
The Northwest Athletic Trainers 5K is coming up this Saturday as Family Weekend gets underway. It's great for runners. It's a race, but also plenty of folks walking and just want to enjoy a beautiful campus on a fall morning. Christy, if folks want to actually, can you sign up Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the deadline Friday? What does that look like?
No, you can still, the link is still open. You can still sign up at any time or even show up the morning of. I would say, honestly, that's the last few years, that's been the majority of our registration is walk-ins that morning. Won't have the t-shirt for you right away, but we'll put in a second order and it'll be great. And then a great swag bag. Again, thanks to all of our generous sponsors and things like that. So
now that we do have a little construction going on mm-hmm. with Martindale right now, does that affect registration, where you guys will be in the start line?
Yeah, great question. So we're actually going to back it up just a little bit. So normally we set up like right outside of Lampkin, right at Circle Drive. We're going to back it up just a little bit to where the stadium is, out right outside that ticket office there. So that'll be where registration is, start and finish and all that. So
perfect. Well, Christy, thanks so much for coming on, talking with us here briefly, and look forward to another successful Trainers 5K this weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Christy Tapps, Northwest Missouri State head athletic trainer with us. The Trainers 5K coming up this weekend starts at 7 a.m. Saturday. Registration begins at 6:15 that morning. We'll step aside. John Coffey will be back to wrap things up with Northwest head tennis coach Mark Rosewell.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrove Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville, and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, as we wrap things up with tennis. As we're joined by the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, along with a player off his squad, and Antonin Laborn from France. And first of all, Mark, your women's team coming off the ITA regional tournament last weekend down in Edmond, Oklahoma. Just talk a bit about how that turned out for you.
Well, it was good and bad, John. The first day we were down there Friday, we played 11 matches, 10 singles matches, a doubles match. We won 10 out of 11 matches, which is outstanding because, you know, how strong our conference is, and this is the whole region, so that's impressive. The second day, our number one player, Laura from Spain, she played four for us last year. She's really risen next level, playing very well. She was on a couple weeks ago. And she's playing in the 16s, playing the number one seed, and she had beat Western's one, Washburn's one and two, Augustana's two. I mean, she's been beating a lot of people, good players. And anyway, makes long story short, she was playing the number one seed from Nebraska Kearney. She was up 6-3 to love, and looked like she was going to win. And she went down with an injury, and she's getting an MRI today, and we're hoping it's not a torn ACL. Now, on the bright side of things, we had another young lady, Marie, from Germany, and she got to the quarterfinals of the top eight, which is outstanding. Unfortunately, Laura and Alvin, our doubles, would have been our one doubles team, didn't get to finish. They had won their first match, and I felt like they were going to go a long ways, too. But that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, that's just, and it's really unfortunate for her, the hard work and the things that she's done in this off season to bring that level play up to where it was this past weekend.
It really is, John. She's such a sweet gal, and you know, the girl that she was talking about on the radio a couple weeks ago was the one that she had played for when she lost by 1 point for us to go to the national tournament. That was the same girl she was playing. So she really wanted to win that match, and she was going to. You know, she played tournaments all summer. She worked our camps. She's just working. You can tell she's really into it.
Now, this week you've got the men's ITA coming up. Instead of going to Edmond, Oklahoma like the women did, it's a little bit shorter trip over to Topeka.
Yeah, going over to Topeka. Coach Kirby, Washburn's coach over there, does a great job putting that on. They've got a really nice tennis facility there, Kossover. How many courts they got over there? 15 courts or something?
Yes.
We played over there last weekend.
Yes.
Kind of get used to the surface and stuff. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, assuming it doesn't rain on Friday.
Now, again, as we mentioned, Antonin LeBourne is with us, coming to Northwest Missouri State from France. And, Mark, first of all, just talk about what he brings to your team.
Well, he was at Abraham Baldwin Junior College APAC, which is a tennis junior college for many years and been outstanding. And he was their number one player. I went down and watched him play at the national tournament down in Texas last spring and liked him. And he's come in, and we're kind of just getting to know each other right now. But seems like a nice young man.
And, Anton, what were some of the things that drew you to want to come to Northwest Missouri State?
I'm very happy to be here. I really like the university. It's bigger than my previous school, which was a JUCO. I really like it. It's big, and we have a wonderful team, and yeah, it's going to be really good.
Now, talking with you a little bit earlier, it sounds like you spent an awful lot of time in Wells Hall on the Northwest campus.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool, yeah.
Of course, that's where the KXCV studios are located, and just talk a little bit about your major, PR major, I understand.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was assisting to your conference last week. It was pretty interesting. I really want to do your job maybe in a few years. I wish.
Well, that sounds good. I don't know how many more I've got. So somebody,
you got many more.
Yeah, you got many more. Don't worry. Yeah.
You got about 40 in so far.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you bring to the tennis court. What do you feel some of your strengths as a tennis player?
That's a good question. I didn't prepare it. My English is still not good. I don't know. I just try to give my best each time. I'm looking for a new forehand right now, but. It's okay. I try to be in shape. It's been 1 month I'm here. And
he's more of a baseline player, pretty smart as far as his shot selection. He can change it, change the pace of the ball, throw lobs up. And he can come to the net and volley, too, if he has to.
Oh, yeah.
He had mono this summer, so we're trying to get him back. They say it's usually about 6 months to get him back to 100%.
Now, coming from France, you ever have an opportunity to go to the French Open?
Yeah, I've been there. Usually I go there every year. It's pretty impressive. I can watch all the players, the best ones in the world to compete, and it's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Oh boy, that would
you
be...
were working over there this year, weren't you?
I was working at the Olympic Games actually. It was it was in the village. It was. It was incredible experience.
Oh, I bet so, I bet so. And with the ITA coming up on the men's side this weekend, what are you looking for out of that, Mark?
Well, you know, it's a little different team because we're coming off a really experienced team where we had some of the seeds and all that. But I'm just looking to see how we're going to compete. We got new people, give them a new, give them a chance. Try to see how the doubles do, try to get that all figured out or whatever. So I'm just going to be watching a lot of tennis this weekend.
All right, Nathan, it looks like it'd be a fun weekend for you too. A chance to get out there and get on the courts for a while.
Yeah, we are pretty invested. We used to play twice a day since 2 weeks. We are getting in shape since 1 month here, and we are pretty excited here.
All right, well, sounds good. I want to thank Mark Rosewell, the head coach of the Northwest Men's and Women's Tennis Teams, along with veteran and LeBourne, for being with us here on the show. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, John.
Thank you.
And don't forget, coming up on Saturday on KXCV KRNW is Bearcat football. Northwest Missouri State host Emporia State. 1:30 is kickoff time. We'll have that broadcast right here beginning at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to all the coaches and players involved with the show here today, as well as Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.